I'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been on our show for various other things, but she's going to represent a different group. That's Carol Estes. She's going to talk about the group, it's nicknamed Dave, and she's going to explain the whole title, how it's changed from strictly a Dyer-based thing to now something more. And they've got an upcoming Call for Art for exhibit that's going to be at the Wild Rose Brewing Company. And tell us a little about the history. Carol, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, Carol.
Thank you for having me back. The group is a nonprofit group, and it started in 2012 as the Dyer Arts Visionaries. And it was based out of Dyer, and it was designed to connect the art and artists with the Dyer community in Indiana. And then as the membership grew, so did our vision for exhibiting and going outside that area. So now we have changed our name to Diversified Art Visionaries, and we can be found at diversifiedartvisionaries.org. And we're basically consider ourselves like a collaboration of artists that present exhibits and shows. And we're always looking for new venues to exhibit and do. But that's basically what we do. And we love to share our visions with the communities in the area.
So how many members do you have in Dave?
We have probably about 25 or 30. The membership does change, flex in and out, but it's been a little difficult with COVID. And we have about that many active members that represent Michigan, Indiana, Northwest Indiana, and Illinois. So we cover a good area of the art space, and we're always encouraging people to look us up and see what we do and join our group.
So you have a call to artist out for this next show that's going to be at the Wild Rose Brewing Company, and it's called Nothing in Return. Can you, one, I would love to know if the submission date passed, and you explain what you're looking for.
Yeah, Dave started a number of years ago with the Triptych Show, and we have in the past submitted and held our shows at a Paul Henry Art Gallery in Hammond, Promise You Art House in Highland, and the SIP 2 in Highland. And what our Triptych shows are three words. This year, it's the phrase, nothing in return. And also, Dave has moved the venue all under one roof. So all three parts of the Triptych show are at the Wild Rose Brewing Company. So basically what it is for the call for art is that we encourage artists to broadly explore and connect to the words that we have and try to use their vision and using the word nothing, the word in, and then the word return. And, our call for art, all the details are on our Dave Facebook page. And the submissions are open to any local artists. And the details of submission are on the Facebook page. And the submissions are open through October 29th. There is a cost for submission, but
And what is that?
There is a member and non-member submission fee. So I'd like people to go to the Facebook page so that it doesn't get confusing. But there's a price per piece that you can do. And I believe you can submit up to three pieces into each of the three categories. And the show does open November 13th. Our venue is at Wild Rose Brewing in Griffith, Indiana. It's one of our favorite venues, and it's a beautiful space and large ceiling, and it just houses art really well. And you'll be able to see the exhibit, which opens November 13th. Submissions are open and available to the artists through October 29th.
And how do you submit?
There is a Facebook page for the Dave group. And in it, there is a call for art listed on our Facebook page. You can also email me at carol46350@gmail.com. I'll be happy to give you the link if you can't find it, because sometimes people have a tough time finding things on Facebook. And we have a Google form, and that Google form allows you to fill out all the details. It asks for everything that is needed, and then you submit through. And there is a juring process that is inside Dave that will go through to the pieces for the show. And we do have a juror. So the juror, when the show is installed, we do have a juror that's going to come and select some of the top pieces.
So the juror is actually coming in to do the awards, more or less, yes. not selecting the show pieces.
No, there is a there will be a minor vetting of some of the art, just to make sure that it's family friendly and meets just some minimum standards, because we're going into a public space and a brewery. And Corey Hagelberg, which is an adjunct faculty member at Indiana University Northwest, he will be a juror. And he's also the co-founder of the Calumet Artist Residency. And their mission is to connect the artists with the community. And so we're anxious for him to come in. And he will be putting together some monetary awards. He will be selecting what his top favorite in each of the single categories of Nothing, In, and Return. And then he will also go through and make his choice of the top art piece that he feels maybe most represents the exhibit and the theme.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. Carol Estes representing Dave, the Your Side Artist Visionaries. And you can submit your art by going online and find out information on Facebook. Carol, thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Carol.